passed in their absence, and those that are not here, amen, give honor to all the ministers, the deacons, and all the saints of God. We say again, just praise the Lord. Just thank God. You know, God has been so good to me. Amen. We are going into March very soon.
Yes.
Amen. And over from around Thanksgiving to somewhere in mid to toward the end of March, I referee basketball, and I only do college basketball now. And I'm on the road quite a bit, and you know, God has been good over these last two winters. We've had awesome winters. Amen. We haven't had much in the manner of snow. Amen. The roads have been good. Amen. And I just shared that piece because I just want to thank God. I don't want to take anything for granted. I get on the road and I'm traveling. I'm getting home at midnight, sometimes past midnight. Amen. And God has just kept me. Amen. Kept me throughout. So I just thank God. I don't want to take anything for granted.
Come on.
I've seen some things this season. I've seen some overturned trucks on the road. Amen. We can turn on news.
Yeah.
Amen. And we saw how Massachusetts, Boston line and all that was hit hard. Amen. And we're up here and the Lord just has a covering over us. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And yeah, you know, there's no respect of a person. Amen. But when things good happen to us, we ought to say thank the Lord. Because we understand that somebody's going through somewhere else.
Yeah.
Amen. So we want to keep them in prayer. But when we're going through a nice time, amen, and things are kind of a little relaxed for us in the manner of whether it's weather or whatever it may be, and if somebody else is going through a sickness and we're doing okay, we want to just say, thank you, Jesus. Why? Because it could have been us. Amen. I was at a game last night. Amen. And I'm in the locker room before our game, and I'm with two other officials. And I want to share this because I said, wow. Amen. I just feel like, amen, somebody might just gain some victory, amen, over their circumstances because they might be able to look at their situation and say, maybe it's not that bad. Amen. This gentleman was sharing, a referee in his area. I worked with a guy yesterday from the Long Island area and a guy from Rochester area. The guy up in the Rochester area was sharing that a fellow official up in his area had sent out an email and just asked for people to keep him in prayer because he had a niece that was 18 years old. Amen. She was a college student. Amen. And she was just doing what college kids do or what we all do. She was just walking outside. She happened to slip on the ice or the snow. And she fell and broke her leg, broke her knee, I believe. Amen. And you have to understand that although something minor, something small may happen, amen, it's in God's hands. Everything that we do is in God's hands. So what happened was she had surgery. And this is reminiscent of when I was a young boy, there was a situation in the previous church we were in. Was it Sister Billy? Am I saying that right? Amen. This young 18-year-old girl had surgery on a broken leg. What happened was blood clotted in her knee after the surgery. The surgery went fine. Blood clotted in her knee. We're talking an 18-year-old young lady in college. Blood clotted in her knee, and a shout out to her heart, and she passed away. Amen. And this other referee, I didn't meet this gentleman, but as this guy shared in the locker room yesterday, he had to speak the eulogy at his 18-year-old niece's funeral. If we don't have anything to thank God for on this afternoon, hallelujah, God has been too good to us. So we pray for those that might be going through. Amen. But we have to say thank you, Jesus. When we hear those stories and we realize that could have been me. So I just say thank you, Jesus, on this afternoon. Just for being so good and for keeping. Amen. Can we stand for the reading of the word? We don't have the board on this afternoon. Amen. The computer Amen. So if you have your Bible with you, amen, or if you stepped into the New Age and got these fancy things, amen, I have the Bible on this right here. Amen. You can turn to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And we're going to start to read from verses 8 through 13. Just say amen when you have it. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. Amen. I don't plan on being here before you go on. Amen. But just pray for me. Amen. And the Lord speaks to us. As Elder Mackey always alludes to. Amen. And several of the ministers on the camp himself. When we're up here, we happen to be speaking the word. Amen. You have to understand that the word is a two-edged sword. Two-edged sword means it has blades for both ways. So it cuts this way and it cuts this way. Amen. So when I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. Amen. Lest I might be lost. Amen. And be a castaway. Amen. Jeremiah 29 chapter. We're going to start at verse 8. Amen. And we're going to read. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In fact, as I ask you to that you can be seated, if you don't have to stand up, you can stand up if you want. I'm just going to close my eyes and just go before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, on this afternoon, oh God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. God of heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your word, oh God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for this vessel that stands here. Oh God, to deliver your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If we see anything, oh God, if you foresee anything that's not like you, Lord, cast it out in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So as amen. As so many things were going through my mind this week as I was meditating and praying on what was I to say. Amen. And this certain sermon that Elder Camp spoke, amen, it just stays with me. When he spoke of we believe God, but we don't trust him all the way. Amen. I just added that little piece of all the way. Amen. So we believe, everyone in here believes there's a God. If we didn't, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. Amen. But the trust factor comes in when he starts to shape and mold us into the way that he would have us to go. And he starts to show his plan to us. Amen. And sometimes that plan doesn't always equal up to maybe what our expectations were. Amen. That's where the point we start to realize and we start to question, well, do I really trust God? Amen. And that's just been on me so strong. And no, that's not what I'm going to speak on, but I wanted to share that because I think that may tie into, amen, where we go with this, because I think God just gave me a little bit of that we need a reminder of who he is. Amen. And as God gave me this, amen, I'm just going to, can I be me though? Can I deliver the way I do? Amen. I apologize, Elder Camp is not before you on this afternoon.
Preach on.
Elder Mackey has his own small. school of delivery. Amen. But I'm not Elder Campbell, I'm not Elder Mackey, so I just gotta do what I do. Amen. Let the Lord do what He does. Amen. So I think this is probably for some of you older saints. I'm not calling you old as Uncle Patty been alluded to this morning, but some of you older saints, amen. I don't know if you might not be up with how we talk nowadays. The younger people, I'm saying, we are 38 years old.
Yeah, I'm still young.
Amen. But you might need a little help in understanding how we speak our lingo, amen. So I'm gonna give you the title, amen, and I'm gonna have to break it down a little bit. So I'll maybe borrow somebody, so a few of you in here, maybe just to help give you an illustration of what we're trying to say here. Amen. So the title of this afternoon is, in case you needed a reminder, I does this. Yeah.
Come on,
brother. I'm just gonna give it to you the way. Amen. That the way that I got it. Amen. In case you needed a reminder, I does this. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about God.
Right.
Amen. So let me just give you a little illustration, I guess. I'm gonna borrow a brother minister here for a second. He stood me up last week. We were supposed to play ball last Sunday. Amen. So he stood me up. He didn't come. It was a no call, no show. I had to reach out to him.
Come on.
Amen. But just in case he had come, amen, the story would have been the same. I mean, if he would have been on the opposite team of me, I would have just destroyed him. Why? Because I does this. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? I mean, that's just what I do. Brother Jim, you have your own business. What is it exactly that you do?
Bricklayer.
So just give me a quick illustration of, do you build foundations? What exactly?
I build custom homes.
Builds custom homes. So when Brother Jim goes and does his custom home thing with the bricklaying, amen, we shouldn't altogether be surprised when it comes out splendid. Why? Because that's just what he does.
Amen.
He does what he does. Amen. So you get my meaning when I say, in case you needed a reminder, I does this. Amen. I don't know where you've been, but God's been around from the beginning.
Yes.
The Word of God says, in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. we have to go through, amen, but we don't always get that memo that says the time attached to it.
Right.
Amen. I've been praying, and I know that, God, you said you're going to bless me, but I don't know what it is. I don't always get that timeline that the Lord has that for 2 years from now, but he wants me to pray and fast and just to keep on keeping on for those 2 years. I didn't get the memo. We don't always get it like this. And that's more rare when God tells you exactly when it's going to happen. Amen. Jeremiah the prophet wrote to them. He said, in 70 years, verse 4, thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. Watch this. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Amen. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Can you all say that? An expected end?
Amen.
Amen. To give you an expected end. So you know who that expectation comes from? Comes from God.
Amen.
I don't know what that expected, but I believe God.
Right.
But he knows what that end is.
Right.
But you know where we have the struggle? You know where we have the biggest challenges? Is in that interim. Can you say that? In the interim. That's where we start to lose out on our faith. That's where we start to faint a little bit. Amen. Because we don't know. See, we understand there's going to be an expected end. So we're praising the Lord. It's that third. But hold on. Hold on, God. I've been going through this for... God, I've been praying for 3 weeks now. You done told me something in your word. And Lord, I've been fasting for... Lord, I fasted 2 days in a row. Lord, where's that? That interim time. That's where we start. Amen. To lose out. Amen. But if you look at the word of God, amen. He said after 70 years of that we accomplished in Babylon. 70 years. That's a long time for us. Amen. You got to think. God's time is not like our time. Or should I say, our time is not like God's time. Amen. A long time to me is not even a drop in the bucket compared to what God's timeline is.
Right now.
Amen. And expect it in. It's supposed to be expected. Amen. But we feel maybe God doesn't know what he's doing over that time because, you know what? I've been praying now for, it seems like 6 months now, Lord. You told me that this was going to happen or I was going to be healed by this time. Or No, he didn't tell you what time. But there's an expected end, though.
Yeah.
And an expected end, yes, it speaks toward if we live right, heaven belongs to us. We get that. But still, though, do we understand, y'all, that there is an expiration date on our trials and tribulations?
Yeah.
That's how good, huh?
Come on,
now, I didn't make that up, but I'm going to borrow it. I heard it, I said, good, Greg, I love when I hear that.
Yeah.
Amen. There's an expiration date attached to whatever we're going through.
Yeah.
Amen. But we don't always read the instructions. We don't always read the date and the labels right. Amen. So, as in the natural, so in the spiritual. In the natural. Amen. I go buy a thing of milk. The thing of milk has an expiration date on it. Correct?
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And if I don't pay attention to that expiration date, what's going to happen is, it's going to sit there for a little while. A week passes, maybe a week and 3 days pass. Now 10 days later, I'm trying to go make myself a bowl of cereal and pour a cup of milk to have some cookies, and I go to dip it. Oh my Lord, it's sour. You know, then you start to realize that when you don't eat food in that certain amount of time, that they know what it starts to look like.
Amen.
If we're very comfortable at our job and somebody gets on your nerves, I bet you they know what start looks sour looks like.
Amen.
Amen. Can I be real?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So sometimes we don't see that label right. Amen. But you have to understand, he wants to give us and expect it in. Guys, I don't know what we've been doing, but this is what he does.
Yes.
He's been around for ever.
Amen.
I mean, he's been around literally forever.
Amen.
Alpha, Omega, beginning, end,
yes.
Forever.
Yes.
He's been doing this. This is what he does. When there's situations, he goes in, amen, and fixes it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, before, see, if we read in Genesis, we see before there was anything, there was nothing. There was just God there. Amen. And it was darkness filled the face of earth. And he spoke and he said, let there be light.
Right.
And there was light.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, you and me, we're looking at each other because we can see because there's light.
Yeah.
And there was so do you understand he's been doing this for some time?
Yeah.
But then we say, oh, but God can't really deal with my situation. I mean, I'm going through this. I've been going through this for so long. Do we not remember the withered up arm?
Yeah.
Do we not remember these stories in the Bible?
Yeah.
Amen. From birth, the arm was withered. He said, stretch forth that hand.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. why. That's why I'm going to happen right now. If you start to understand this, all right, what we're going to do, let's go to, hold on one second. Let's go, hold on. I'm going to read in the book of Psalms. You don't have to turn to it, actually. You don't have to turn to it. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 102, I wrote this down, 102, verse 25. This is what he does. This is who God is. In fact, let me know this. This is who our God is. This is what he does. This is what he does. That's just it. This is what he does. All right, watch this. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth. David is saying this, speaking unto the Lord. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. This is what he does. He never needed us. He never asked permission. Before we were formed, before we were even thought of, amen, before our parents thought of us, amen, this is what he's been doing. He's been here the whole time. In Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 10, it says, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hand. He's been around. Yeah. He's been doing this. This is what he does. This is who he is. I does this. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 12 and 13 starts to read. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. Yes. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth. And it goes on. This is who God is. Yes. This is what he does. Yes. So understand, our situations have an expiration date. I mean, that's what he's been doing from the beginning of the world. Just doing it. He's just doing it. He didn't ask us. He didn't need us. Amen. But he loves us anyways. He's just been doing it. This is what he does. Amen. But we're still dealing in the interim. So in the meantime, I'm going through. I can't take it. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to turn to. No one understands my problem. See, this is what in the interim is. Amen. Because remember, he wants to give us an expected end.
Yeah.
He already knows. But we don't have that after 70 years in Babylon. We don't have that after 2 more weeks. We don't have that memo. Amen. So through this in the interim. Oh my goodness. Watch this in the manner of this guy, Bishop Eddie Long. Okay, I don't even want to use that. It's just coming out. But why? Stay with me.
Come on, brother.
Go here with me.
Reach up.
2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. Let's go here together. You all have to see this. This is awesome. 2 Chronicles, chapter 16. And we're going to start in verses. We're going to read verses 8 and 9. I'm going to read it, but you all just follow along. Do we have this? Amen?
Amen.
All right. This is awesome. 2 Chronicles 16 chapter, verses 8 and 9. I'm going to start reading. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubans a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. Amen. Why? Verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Hallelujah. He's looking. The eyes of the Lord But we start to get excited, right? And the joy of the Lord is going up. You know what happens? People around you start to see. The world starts to see. Hallelujah. And guess what? You're supposed to be examples. You're supposed to be witnesses. Do you understand that? So God is looking for one good reason. Come on. Woo! Listen. Listen. Now, listen to this real quick. Listen. I don't know. Some companies look for reasons to give money, right? Some companies, we do the fundraising thing or whatever. Yeah. There's some companies out there, YMCAs and all those. I threw that in there as a little commercial. She works for a while, y'all. All right? Some companies look for a good reason, right? Amen to give money to organizations and things.
Yes.
So what do you have to do? What do you have to do when a company's looking for a reason to give you something? You have to have a cause, a reason, right? Do you have to send in anything? She's saying no, she's telling the wrong story. You have to send in an application.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A company is looking to give money, right? You have to send in an application, right? We said God is looking for what? Right? It's through our trust and faith in God in spite. Anybody in here have a good reason? Anybody have a good reason for God to intervene? For God to come in and show himself strong? Anybody in here knows what somebody else is going through in here? So when God starts to deliver, and God starts to move, and God starts to heal, don't you think that everybody else is going to be benefiting from that? One good reason. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, amen. I'm just going to finish this. And sometimes we've been stagnant too long. Right?
Come on, brother.
Sometimes we've been stagnant too long or in bondage. Amen. And let me go back to the one good reason. You know another application? You know another application? It's just you being saved.
Come on, brother.
That's another application. You living saved. Amen. Look at Brother Job. What did God say? God kind of instigated that.
Yeah.
He went to Satan and was like, have you seen? You see my servant Job? yeah. Have you seen my man Job? Right? Amen. The way we live saved. We don't all have the same testimony.
That's right.
We don't all have the testimony as Brother Isaac. He had the, what is it called? The catheter? What do you want? The chest thing? And your the heart thing? Whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about, if you don't. You know what? Maybe Brother Isaac will stand up and share his testimony very soon. Amen. I ain't putting him on blast. I don't know about that. All right. But amen. Amen. Everybody don't have the same testimony. Amen. But you just being saved. Amen. Everybody don't have a testimony that I backslid and I was out there slinging and da-da-da. Talking about the story of the story of the children of Israel just a little bit. Amen. We're talking God's people. Amen. If we read towards the end of Genesis, at the end of Genesis, it talks about how Joseph, remember, let me say this real quick. See, I'm about to do this myself. I'm about to go back to the Old Testament. They have some stories.
Oh, yeah.
These are the stories that when I sat in Sunday school, when I went to children ministries, amen, these are the stories I heard about Gideon, and, right? Amen, about how David slew a giant Goliath, and amen, and he killed a lion, and how Samson killed a bear and a lion, and remember the prophet Elijah? Is it Elijah or Elijah? Whatever, those kids were like, oh, that bald head, amen, God took care of it, amen. There are some stories in the old, man, I was reading, I felt like a little kid again, man. Like I was back in Sunday school. Amen. But if you read at the end of Genesis, it talks about towards the end of Joseph and his reign. Amen. And remember, God blessed him. Remember, his brothers had a problem with him. Amen. Because God gave him a dream. You know, people get mad at you sometimes for dreams or for a vision or something God gave you. Don't you know that people hate on you?
Oh, yeah.
The Son of God gave you? How you gonna hate on somebody the Son of God gave you? I can see it. I gave it to them. I can see it. You gave it to them. But God gave the Son, and you gonna hate on them? Man, we better read about Joseph. We better read about what happened. But God gave him a dream, and his brother sold him into slavery, etc., etc. The story goes on and on. If you don't know, you need to read it because it's a great reading. Amen. But toward the end, amen. Joseph was accepted in Egypt. Amen. And he was a ruler there. Amen. In the beginning of Exodus is where it starts to talk about Moses and the children of Israel. Amen. And so with Joseph, it talks about in the beginning, in the first chapter of Exodus, it talks about how Joseph died. Amen. And then there was a new king in Egypt. Now, prior to Joseph dying, God fulfilled his promise that he was going to make Joseph ruler and his family was going to be taken care of and everything else. So the people of God were good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They were good. Remember we talked about, and I don't know, but remember we said sometimes we get too stagnant. I don't know if that was the situation, but the scripture talks about there was a new king in Egypt. And this king wasn't favorable unto the people of God after Moses died off. Amen. And we start to see that the children of Israel, he felt, were getting too big. Amen. And that at some point they might take over here in Egypt. Because the people of God are living, amen, happily in Egypt. But God, remember, God had promised them a land.
Yes.
Egypt wasn't it. Right? Remember, there's God's plan, and we don't understand everything. Amen. So in the interim, there's things that go on.
Yeah.
This is that interim time. God gave them a promise for the land, and right now they're chilling in Egypt. God's plan is not for them to stay in Egypt. So what happens is he starts to ruffle up Pharaoh's, you know, ruffle up his feathers a little bit. So now Pharaoh wants to start giving hardship to the people of Israel, to the children of Israel, to the people of God. Amen. And so what happens is they want to kill off, because there's too many of them now, right? So they want to kill off the firstborn, any boy that's born, they want to kill him. Pharaoh's giving the order, kill him on the spot. As soon as they're born, you kill him. Well, we know the story of Moses. And how they let him into this basket thing, put him into the river, and then Pharaoh's daughter, picked him up, and the story goes on and on. But back to the people of God, amen, there's starting to be hardship. So God had God called Moses to deliver his people. Remember, Moses didn't feel good about the whole thing. Why are you calling me Lord? it all. Come on. Everybody got an ear. Can't somebody else do it? Right? Amen. So what happens is Moses didn't want to do it at first, but amen, he believed God and trusted God, and he went about it anyways. But amen, the children of Israel in the interim, amen, started to murmur and complain when God had Moses to lead them out of Egypt. Amen. The Egyptian army was following them, and if they just take a look at history, they realize that every time they encountered some problem or some circumstance or some situation, every time they encountered it, God delivered. If we take a look back, amen, and we start to realize every time we were going through something, I'm still standing. Amen. So although the Pharaoh, the Egyptian army, is traveling, and we sing the song, Satan's on our track, and he's trying to turn us back, but I've got to make this journey. Amen. Although we're going through, don't you understand? We have a track record. We can look back. We can look back at the book. We can listen to somebody's testimony on a Sunday morning and see how God delivered them and say, if they and he did it for them, and if he did it for me already, he'll do it again. This is what he does. This is what he does. He's always been. He's been there before the beginning. And he will always be there, and he's going to be there at the end. Hallelujah. This is what he does. Amen. But in the interim, sometimes we start to murmur and complain. And what I want to draw your attention to as I close here, amen. If you read further, amen, and we read into, what is it? If we read into Joshua, we start to see in Joshua chapter 5, verse 6, starts to talk about how when deliverance was coming, okay, and he had them out, that they wandered in the desert for 40 years. Understand this, right? Because we start to stand in God's way. Okay, God, you don't know what you're doing, God. I mean, this is what he does. He's been doing this, but God, you don't know what you're doing in my life. I mean, come on, man, you messed up. Why me? I mean, frankly, why me? I mean, you don't know what you're doing. Amen. Don't you understand that there were some people, in fact, everyone that was in the army of God that left Egypt, that God delivered out of Egypt, they all died in the wilderness. Do you understand that? They all died in the wilderness. They never got out of the way so God can move. God never intended for them. Remember we talked about there's an expiration date? Understand the saints of God. When we start to try and make moves and God didn't intend for those moves to be made, don't you understand that expiration date? Like, it goes on. He had an expiration date, but then we want to get in the way. We don't understand God's plan, so we have to start getting, we got to do something. God, you don't know what you're doing. I mean, you've been doing this from the beginning of the world. I mean, you created the earth, you created man, amen, you breathed life into me, Lord, but no, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. So we extend that time period when God had an expiration date the whole time. So those people that left out of Egypt died in the wilderness. They never got. Now, God gave the children of Israel a promise.
Yes.
These people died in the wilderness. They never saw that promised land. Amen. So we have to be careful, folks. Saints of God, we have to be very careful. Amen. Understand this. God knows what he's doing. He does this. This is what he does. He delivers. He heals. He saves. He keeps. He strengthens. He gives power to the weak. And those that have no strength, no way, he'll increase your strength. Even the young shall get weary. And the youth are utterly going to fall. You know what that's saying? Those people that had all the answers and they were strong, and it looked like, notice I say, it say that way